the Petoota Advocate. Please welcome Clancy, right here on Triple A, the Murray Country.
Yeah, it is that time of the morning. Clancy Overells joins us from the Petoota Advocate. It's always a pleasure to talk to you on the Fresh Friday, Clancy. How are you, mate?
Oh, it's a pleasure, Treasure. Thanks for having me.
That's not my name, but thank you.
Charles impressed.
Mate, last show with Tariana Olive here on the Brekkie Show as well. Her last Petoota with you, which is... It's not a sad day. She's going on to do some great things, but we're going to keep you on your toes this morning with some of your obviously your headlines
some
and
fabulous.
You're going to kick us off, Tariana.
Well, you know, Anzac Day was Monday, and there's just some things you don't do at the dawn service, and one would be being on your phone or having your phone on at all.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, obviously the Prime Minister got caught. He got caught doing that, texting. No one really knew what he was doing. He was looking at his phone during the dawn service. And during, you know, the more sentimental kind of nostalgic elements of it, you can't really be seen playing up on your phone. But
Hell no, you can't. Anyway,
he came out in defence of himself on Tuesday this week, trying to dismiss it as not that big a deal. He said, I wasn't texting. I was trying to Shazam that catchy trumpet song, which obviously is the app Shazam, where you hear a song and you can just capture it and record it, and the app will tell you what song it was. And it sounds like the Prime Minister didn't mind the sound of The Last Post. He didn't know the name of it. He'd never heard it before. So he had to Shazam it, and obviously got caught on his phone, and that's why it looked like he was texting. But actually, he was being quite a respectful patriot.
Not a good look when all the election stuff's coming up.
Yeah, no, they've got to be on their toes. It's going to be a boring 3 weeks, I'll tell you that much.
Toes, not phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Mate,
on your toes, not your phone.
Yeah. on your toes. Mate, I come across this one. I've probably been a few times... You know, privy to this, and I've got two dogs myself, and two big dogs, an Alaskan Malamute and a Golden Retriever, and I sometimes use another patron's bin to put my dog crap in their bin, and one man's got a bit of a deterrent for it.
One man's had enough. A local bloke down in Petoota Heights, it was the border of Petoota Heights and Petoota Ponds, has had enough. With all these new dogs, they call them casual dog owners.
Yep.
They only got a dog during the pandemic, so they're not very serious, unlike you, Gerard.
Yeah, I'm very serious.
This local bloke came out and said he'd been leaving bricks on the windowsill in case he saw anyone trying to part ways with their dog's doo-doo by leaving a plastic bag full of steaming dog feces in the bins. He was... Quoted as saying, I don't care. They want to put their dog doo-doo in there. I will be launching bricks back at them. So
that's fine.
That's the type of people we're dealing with here in Petoota. You can see why our newspaper is often bricked a lot in the newsroom, because I reckon all we do is put a dog shit out in the world. But anyway.
I got you, mate. I feel you. I'm glad I'm not in Petoota Heights, because I would be copping a fair few bricks to the face. Let's just put it that way.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.